Welcome to the next installment of Over Coffee. This is Benjamin. Today I am having a nice, I believe it is a toasted pecan coffee with a butter rum creamer mixed with 2% milk. Having a little bit of an iced coffee today while I'm recording today's episode. Welcome, everyone. As I had checked earlier, 13 listeners on the last one, my last podcast, and thanks for everybody that's listening. This is something mostly for me, just to give me something to do to wrap my head around as I go through this life, and talking about things that I like, enjoy, or catch my attention. As you may have noticed with today's intro music, it was a little bit of Power Rangers. This past Tuesday was the 25th anniversary of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, premiering on Fox Kids back in the day. For those of you that are good at math, I was not a kid when the Power Rangers first aired. I was 23 years old. I was in the Army, and I was stationed at Fort Benning, Georgia. So let's talk a little bit about the Power Rangers, shall we? Fox Kids. Fox Kids was a new concept back in the day. Me and the fellows in the service, we would get off of work and we would run immediately to the barracks and we would watch the 1 hour block of Power Rangers and Batman the Animated Series. Both of those things have weathered quite well over the last 25 years. So been out of the Power Rangers game for quite some time. I would tell you I watched it fairly religiously. As an adult, obviously the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the original five Rangers, Jason, Trini, Kimberly, Billy, and Zach, the great colors of the red, blue, black, yellow, and pink Rangers, and then everybody's favorite, Tommy Oliver, being the Green Ranger, then the White Ranger, eventually goes on to become the Red Ranger and various incarnations of the Power Rangers. I would tell you, so as I'm looking here, I'm using the old internet, which is our friend here, looking at everything, going back to that first season, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, we had the Alien Rangers, Zeo, Turbo, Rangers in Space, Lost Galaxy gets us up to 99, Lightspeed Rescue, Time Force, Wild Force, Ninja Storm, and then I do believe the last one that I watched, and I don't even remember all of it, would have been Dino Thunder. That's when they bring Dr. Tommy Oliver back as a mentor, then eventually a Power Ranger, and that ran from February to November of 2004. So the neat thing is, my oldest son, Zach, who just turned 21 this year, had the great fortune of having a dad who was a nerd and enjoyed a lot of these types of things. Power Rangers, Batman the Animated Series. I mean, one of the first toys I bought for that little boy as a baby was a Harley Quinn action figure from the Batman Animated Series. Zach had a plethora of Power Ranger toys. Both boys had Power Ranger video games. To be quite honest, I didn't even know till a few years ago that Power Rangers was still going on. But I enjoyed, I'd say probably the last one I really enjoyed was probably Wild Force, maybe Time Force. Time Force had all that time travel in it and I enjoyed it. I like the concept that they had going for a while, that the newest incarnation of the Power Rangers would always team up with the last incarnation of the Power Rangers. Power Rangers has changed hands a couple of times from Fox. Disney had them. ABC had them for a while because that was part of Disney. And then Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon has them now. And I think Saban, who is actually the creator of Power Rangers, got him back in all the shuffle 25 years later. So I watched the 25th anniversary of the Power Rangers. I would say my biggest complaint about it was only 30 minutes long. 25 years, man. Should have had an hour. At least an hour, right? You crammed a lot of story into 20-some-odd minutes, and it just felt short-shrifted. And as I watched the Power Rangers movie today, again, the one from 2017, and I enjoyed it. Good reboot of the series, modernizing it a little bit. And as I sit here, I have a couple of DVDs. Yes, kids, DVDs. You have to Google that. That is the precursor to Blu-ray. grandparent to things you store in the cloud. I have the double-sided disc, the Fox double feature, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers the movie, which is 23 years old, and Turbo, a Powers Ranger movie. Good stuff, right? Good stuff there. And then I have one that's called The Best of the Power Rangers, The Ultimate Rangers. So this has a couple of different things on it. It has the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, The White Light, Parts 1 and 2, Power Rangers in Space, Countdown to Destruction, Parts 1 and 2. I really did enjoy the Space Rangers too. Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, which was awesome and a great continuation of Space, To the 10th Power, Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue, Trakina's Revenge, Part 1 and 2. And that's the Lightspeed teaming up with the Lost Galaxy Rangers. And then the one that just real, I remember the reason I had bought this when I pulled this out and looked at it today. This has the Power Rangers Wild Force Forever Red, where literally every Red Ranger up until that point teams up to stop the villain, whoever that might be, in that current episode. So yeah, I still own Power Rangers movies, DVDs, TV shows. I actually am sitting here looking at, I own Prelude to a Storm, Power Rangers Ninja Storm, which is the last one I remember watching the whole series of. It's kind of where they broke it into two groups. You had a yellow, red, and blue ranger, and then you had two other rangers that were kind of like their own thing, and then all of them got together by the end, and yada, yada, yada. So as I've been sitting here thinking about Power Rangers for the last couple of days, excuse me, I'm going to get a drink of my delicious coffee. I keep thinking to myself, what was it that got a 23-year-old soldier to sit down at the end of every day, Monday through Friday, and watch Power Rangers? Because as I look at it now, and if you didn't know this, like the Power Rangers movie, the 2017 movie, is on Amazon Prime right now, free to watch as long as you're a Prime member. And a lot of seasons of Power Rangers is on Netflix. So if you're running Netflix right now, you got access to a lot of Power Ranger history and stories. And I've been trying to think, like, why? Why did I, as a 23-year-old, many would consider to be an adult, if you knew me back then, not so much. What was it that got me to sit down and watch that? And why was I so engrossed in it? Why was I enthralled with it? And I would tell you, as I've been thinking about it, in 1992, so 91 to 92, I was stationed in Fort Lewis, Washington, Washington State. And then I came down on orders to go to Korea. So 92 to 93, I was in Korea. 93, when I left Korea, I went to Fort Benning, Georgia. And I don't tell the story often. I have recounted it here and there. But literally, when I got off the plane at Fort Benning, Georgia, I was told, don't unpack your bags, you're going to Somalia. And for those of you that are familiar with that little bit of history, we did. We went to Mogadishu. I was in Somalia for a little under 4 months in a combat zone. And not, you know, there is no glorifying combat. There is no glorifying a combat zone. There is no glorifying the things that happen in a combat zone. You grow up pretty quick. You have to deal with situations that other people wouldn't understand. You have to make split-second decisions. You have to be concerned for your well-being and the well-being of those around you. And you're always, always, always on high, constant alert. You don't have time when you're off. We all got 5 days of R&R that we spent in Kenya. Doing various things, drinking various alcohols, visiting various restaurants, so on and so forth. And that was your 5 days of non-reality. So, 23 years old, right? 23-year-old guy on the other side of the earth, fighting in a combat zone, living each day, eating two hots, a hot breakfast and a hot dinner, eating an MRE for lunch, volunteered for gun truck duty, providing security for convoys, being attacked every other night, being shelled, being mortared, being shot at every other night. Don't really recall getting a decent night's sleep the entire time there. So now we go back to Power Rangers. What was the appeal? What was the thing that made that so interesting? And the thing that pops in my mind is, it was cartoony violence. There were no deaths. There was no blood. You know, it was a very cursory story. Like, you didn't have to follow War and Peace or the Iliad to get Power Rangers. You know, it was geared towards a younger audience. But that appeal for those 23, 24, 25-year-old guys that had just spent 4 months in a combat zone, it was a cartoony violence. I didn't have to invest a lot of emotion in it. It wasn't something that would trigger me. It wasn't something that would make me have nightmares at night. It was an escape, and it was a release. And we all needed that. We all needed something that we could enjoy that didn't constantly remind us of what we had just left. Okay? And that's probably a little deeper than most people would ever get with the Power Rangers. But that's my conclusion, and that's what I have come to in my mind, is why it was such an important part for me as a young adult, that was in the military, and as a young adult that was in the military that had just seen combat for the first time, okay? My son, Zach, you know, I was always on the lookout for the Power Ranger figures to get him. Well, you know, I would watch Power Rangers religiously. Like I said, all the way up to Ninja Storm. So it is not high entertainment. It's just not. But it's a great escape. And I will say that I'm pleasantly surprised and very happy that it is still continuing to this day. It's not a prevalent part of my life like it used to be. And I definitely know it's not part of my kids' life like it used to be. I watched it. Like I said, I watched a new one today. Give it a second go with Amelia. There were parts of it she didn't like. She started liking it a little more when they got into their costumes, the pink, the blue, the red. She thought it was kind of neat. But it's a different generation. It's a different era now. I'll always fondly look back on the Power Rangers. I'll never get rid of these three DVDs that are sitting in front of me, just for that very reason, because of the sentimentality that I have around it with my boys and the camaraderie of the guys I used to hang out with in the barracks every afternoon on Fox Kids watching the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and enjoying them and having our discussions and our analogies. And, you know, Billy would be this guy and who would be Jason and so on and so forth. So 25 years. And it's still going strong. Changed hands a couple of times. To me, that's just more phenomenal. That's it. That's it for my podcast today. Sorry if I got a little deep on you. About the things that in my life in the past, in my life 25 years ago. Never discount what somebody enjoys or likes because you don't understand their point of view. Everybody's coming from somewhere, and everybody's going somewhere, right? We're different paths, but we're on the same journey, man. So that is it for this episode of Over Coffee. I hope you enjoyed this little discussion that I have with myself about the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. And I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.